Epilogue. Jedi Camp, undisclosed location in the transitory mists, near the Hapes Cluster. Perfect sanctuary was just a bedroll and a blanket on the dirt floor. And it was all that Ben needed right then. He just wanted to sleep. He crawled into the tent and let himself collapse face down on the bed. "You okay, Ben?" Luke's voice drifted over the faint whisper of breezes, cracking with fatigue. Ben rolled over and stared up into the tent's ridge.
"Yeah, Dad. I really think I am now. You?"
"You bet. Just checking.
Get some sleep.
Look who's talking." But Ben couldn't sleep. Not yet. He settled for letting his mind churn, wondering how Lon Shevu was doing, and if he'd been able to see Shula since he'd sent the transmission, and if Jory LaCouf's folks were coping, unable to tell anyone that their son died a hero. There were so many broken people and shattered families in this war. Ben felt as if he knew them all personally. "I do. Or at least I know too many." Sleep would come when his brain decided it was good and ready. So he didn't fight it. He just let his mind drift for what felt like hours until his father's voice jerked him fully alert. Yes. Dad was talking to someone. Who's woken him at this time of night? Nobody's going to track us down here. But Ben slid his arm to his side and felt for his lightsaber anyway, because now he would never wake suddenly without reaching for it, for as long as he lived. It was one more legacy of this war. "Oh, sweetheart. You found me. You found me. Stay a while." Ben wondered if his father was talking in his sleep, then knew that he wasn't, because he could feel Luke's sudden emotion like a light being shown in his face. His reflex was to scramble out of the tent and rush to his father's side, elated, with so much more to say and ask this time. But he stopped himself. This was Dad's time, not his. Ben knew exactly who'd found Luke Skywalker. He smiled, laid his head on the makeshift pillow, and let the tears run down his face unchecked until sleep claimed him.